You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th, hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady, live only on Netflix.
This is Gorilla Position with James D'Lo.
Hello, you, and welcome to Gorilla Position. Thank you very much for hitting the download button on this, your pro wrestling / sports entertainment podcast of pleasure. James D'Lo here, your host and your guide through the wonderful world of WWE. Just turn the levels down a little bit there. Thanks for downloading this special pay-per-view reaction show. It's Monday. What's the date today? Monday, 26th of February, and I have two members of the Goosebumps with me to chat all things Elimination Chamber from last night in Las Vegas, Nevada. The man they call Skillet.
Hey, what's up?
And Mr., our resident news hound. I love that.
Yeah,
Mr.
thanks.
Matt Davis.
Thanks. Let's light it up. Let's light it up. Light it up. Light it tonight. Let's light it up like shooting stars are burning. Light up the sky. Let's light it up. Until the night ignites the diamonds as they shine in your eyes.
Is that the actual lyrics from AJ Lee's?
Yeah, and I've had that in my head since, was it Friday you put the tweet out about Hidden Gem entrance themes?
People were mad about that.
Yeah, I did.
People
it took
love
like
a classic...
half my day that did. Yeah. I had so much work that I didn't get done.
But you learned all the lyrics to Light It Up.
You know, the sad thing is, James, I didn't learn those on Friday. I learned them during her run. Like, I went through this phase of looking up the lyrics to everybody's entrance music. It's amazing. I've been married for nearly 6 years, isn't it?
Do you ever get that when you think, how am I married?
Yeah.
Like, last night, I was up watching Elimination Chamber. It was about 3:15 in the morning, and my wife came down because she took our youngest daughter to the toilet. She needed a wee. And I was watching my wife walk through the living room, and she was looking at me watching wrestling on my laptop at 3:15 in the morning. And I thought, what does she see in me? You know what I mean?
Oh, that's amazing. Quirky. The thing is, at the quirky. Start, they're like, oh, it's quirky, you know, at least you're not a dull person. But after a while, it's like, seriously?
Yeah.
You're actually doing this?
We need to get lives, don't we, fellas?
We do.
However, let's talk Elimination Chamber. Mm-hmm. Overall feelings before we get into the match by match breakdown. Skillet, coming to you first. Did you enjoy last night's event?
I thoroughly enjoyed it. I'm actually going to say I'm going to give it a 4 out of 5.
Oh,
yeah, it was very good.
Done the star ratings at the top of the show.
Yeah. Did you watch it live as well, Skillet?
I did.
Right. So, yeah. Okay, that does change things, doesn't it? I watched it this afternoon, and I thoroughly enjoyed it too. And I didn't watch the kickoff or Raw talk. And I kind of felt like, I put it on, obviously, because I wasn't watching live, got the duration, 3 hours, 22 minutes. And I sort of thought, in a bit of a rush this afternoon, I'll just about squeeze this in.
Mm.
It flew by, I thought. I really enjoyed it. Both the chamber matches were really fun, I thought.
Absolutely.
Because I always wonder if it makes a difference whether you watch it live or whether...
It definitely does.
But do you think... In a negative way for the person who's watching it live, because you have high expectations, it's 3 a.m, that sort of thing?
No, I've said this before. What I think the benefit personally for me watching it live, I don't know if it's the same for you two, but if I'm watching it live, it's in the spare room on my iPad with headphones in. So
right.
You are totally focused on the event.
Mm,
you're not
yeah.
flicking around on your phone. You're not letting the dog or the child out for a wee or whatever. You're totally, and because you've made that investment to stay up till 5 a.m. Don't get me wrong, last match I'm always asleep by, but
yeah, I fell asleep during the titles worldwide and the bar match.
You're so right.
I literally just skipped that
perfectly in time for the next match. It's quite weird.
I really enjoyed the show.
Yeah.
I stayed awake throughout. I was pumped. I realised, actually, it was the first pay-per-view I'd watched live on the network since probably Survivor Series.
Wow.
Because by the time the December pay-per-view happened, was that TLC?
You were away, weren't
Possibly.
You?
Possibly. You
it
were
was
away
kind
Rumble,
of,
you?
Yeah, it was kind of
William
when
Barbados,
we'd...
Were you?
No, that was...
But that during Royal Rumble, wasn't
it? Royal Rumble. Yeah, yeah. So I've been away for a couple of events. So, yeah, I was quite psyched.
Yeah.
I was...
Yeah, it was good.
I was feeling dope about watching it live.
I think we all predicted what was going to happen. But, it didn't bother me.
Not necessarily the worst thing, that.
Well, no, exactly.
Let me get to a couple of tweets we've had. RBN underscore CRWSHW.
I can see why you struggle with that. You saw the whole thing in your mind's eye, didn't you? And you thought, this is going to be tough. And you fell at the first hurdle.
Yeah. I mean, that's the worst handle of all time. But he said, it was fine at best. Great women's chamber. All the other undercard matches were poor. The main event was fine. Too predictable. Matthew Doran says, would it hurt WWE to surprise us once in a while? All far too predictable.
I mean, they did surprise us in the last pay-per-view, but anyway, let's keep going.
Novak 84 says, an enjoyable night, raising more questions than answers, but the road to Mania is looking set to have some blockbuster attractions in New Orleans. Ed O'Neill says, hello you, hello chamber, thumbs up. And then there were just a flurry of tweets saying really similar things, really decent quality in terms of matches and action, but far too predictable. Is that an issue?
Normally it would be for me. Like, even the way the main event ended, I was like, yeah, saw that coming. But
what Roman Reigns winning?
Yeah. Like, it's the fact that Strowman knocked everybody out and Reigns had to be the one to defeat him. But anyway, we'll get into that. But it doesn't really bother me. It actually doesn't. And I'm actually looking forward to see what they're going to do in Raw, because I don't think the twist has arrived yet. I think there's more twists to come, actually.
Would you have rather it be predictable or have had Titus Worldwide winning the tag titles and Mickey James winning the women's show?
Exactly. I think that, and that's a really good point. It's like certain things in wrestling you kind of know are going to happen. We all predicted, I mean, we're hoping that Seth Rollins maybe got added to the match, but we're all predicting a Brock Lesnar, Roman Reigns main event, finish what they started 3 years ago at 31. And now it's official. I'm sort of quite excited.
Yeah. You can't forget how great that match, you know, I'm going to use the word great. That match they had in WrestleMania 31 was a great match.
That was superb.
Yeah, so I'm looking forward to the rematch.
Lesnar being cut, I believe, hard way on the ring post. Remember that?
That would have gone down well with him, given what we saw at the Rumble.
And let's not forget, that was the match that spawned the phrase, Suplex City, bitch.
Was it that match? Yeah. It was.
Yeah.
So, was it actually?
Yeah. That's when he kept doing the suplexes and Lesnar looked at him like, Suplex City, bitch, and then he went crazy.
Don't
the next
keep
day.
Saying it.
Sorry.
Yeah, I mean,
you could edit it, right?
We're not editing this. Okay, well, listen, let's talk about the whole thing. So, Matt, you haven't watched the kickoff show?
No, I'll play the role of GP listener for this section, maybe chipping in with the odd,
Did you watch the skills?
What, the kickoff match?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, great analysis there, as always.
The club versus the Mr. Rise.
Just the whole kickoff show.
No, I didn't watch the whole kickoff show.
Oh, okay.
No.
You see, I really like the kickoff show. I mean, I'm a fan of Renee Young, obviously.
How was Booker T?
So Booker T claimed that it had been 17 years since the first Elimination Chamber match. Not quite true.
16.
It's been, 15 and a half years. So, terrible math. But what I really liked is he just dismissed the whole woken Matt Hardy character by going, yeah, I think Matt Hardy's going through a midlife crisis.
Yeah. They mentioned that later.
That made it to the main show. So that was quite funny.
The kickoff shows are good for UK fans, aren't they? Because you haven't got that, oh man, what am I going to do between, I don't know, 10 PM and 1 AM when it starts. It gives you that.
Yeah, it gives you that extra hour. Mm. I liked it. I watched, it was weird actually, I watched Trainwreck on Channel 5. So I watched John Cena having sex with Amy Schumer.
Yep.
And then straight into the kickoff show.
That's great.
So it was a nice transition for me.
That's great.
Renee Young introduced David Otunga as an all-round man.
Okay.
Which I thought was excellent. But Paige, I don't know, Skills, if you saw Paige on the kickoff show.
No, I did not, no.
She did really well. Her hands were firmly under the table throughout. I don't know if you've seen her new tattoos.
The new tattoo, yeah. Yeah, she's a bolshy lady, isn't she?
What is it?
It says... On one hand,
Alberto Del Rio.
No, on one hand, it says, I think, talk, SHIT.
Oh.
And then on the other hand, it says,
back it up.
Get bit.
It's like, it's her version of Jamie Vardy's chat shit, get banged.
Yeah.
Yeah, Jamie Vardy, yeah.
Wow, that was a smart tattoo to have.
Yeah, so that was a bit weird. Yeah. So her hands were...
Talk shit. Look at that. There it is, Skills. It's not exactly subtle, is it? Oh, well. So, but she did well in the promo.
She did really well. I thought she did a really good job. She was confident, lots of valid points, strong, quite quick-witted answers to all the panellists who were talking about Absolution being in the... It's kind of what she should have done on Raw, you know, how we were saying she should have cut a promo building up to the match. But she did really, really well. And I just thought, she's not massively scripted. She went out there and completely knocked it out of the park.
Well, once Papa Levesque is in charge, maybe he'll see fit to give her more of a...
Papa Levesque. That's what we need to call him from now on. Kurt Angle, on the other hand, he did a Twitter Q&A during the kickoff show. Mm. Just looked like a mess. Just no confidence in his delivery. He can never really... just throw himself into a promo. It's always like the cogs are turning and he's trying to think about what he's saying. Such a shame.
Yeah.
You almost want to say to him, or the producer almost wants to say to him, let's just have a bit of fun with it and then we'll record one in a bit. Do you know what I mean? And just catch him doing it when he's not under the pressure of we're recording it now.
It's true. It's true. So elsewhere on the kickoff show, Miz Taraj versus Carl Anderson, Luke Gallows, the club, the Good Brothers win.
Yep.
Ovs, who's an
very
right
much. They're very much a face now, aren't they? Face tag team now, aren't it? They were doing a lot of face mannerisms.
Yeah.
Like Luke Gallows was screaming and waving his hands in the air, and
there was a lot of crowd participation in this one.
Yeah.
Okay, so main show, incredible video package opening up the pay per view as always. It sounds redundant because I always say every reaction show, but I love them. They seem to get better and better. So the show kicks off with a women's elimination chamber match. Bayley versus Sasha Banks versus Mickie James versus Sonya Deville versus Mandy Rose versus Alexa Bliss. Huge pop for Alexa Bliss.
Of course.
So Matt, coming to you, what did you think of this opening chamber match?
Yeah, I really, really enjoyed it. I liked Alexa was first out. I liked her showing the fear when she got in the pod, but not overdoing it. My first note from the start when Bayley was getting double teamed by Absolution was... not a new revelatory point, this, but what a shame it is that she's been booked so poorly, Bayley. You know, like in this match, she had a good story, but she's such a good performer and she's such a good wrestler. It's just sort of bittersweet, isn't it, when you see her in matches like this and think, how on earth did they get that wrong? And then when Sasha turned on her, you know, by kicking her away off the top rope, it was like, hey, when's Bayley going to learn? Sort of burying her a bit with that. So I didn't take too kindly to that. But I thought it really got rolling when it got down to the last three, Alexa, Bayley and Sasha. I thought it turned into a really, really fantastic match then.
I agree with you on all points. I've got a note saying really nice aggression from Bayley. And it was, I thought there was... like hard-hitting clubbing action throughout. I felt like there was a really nice energy to it. They were all out there, I think, to prove a point and really just to try and have the best possible match they could. So Absolution with double teaming Bayley, then Sasha came out to even the odds, but then Sasha turned on Bayley at one point. There were lots of...
After Mandy Rose had tapped out, she turned on Bayley.
Okay. Yeah,
Mandy Rose tapped out.
Did Sasha eliminate Mandy Rose?
Yeah.
Okay.
Bank statement.
I was very impressed by Mandy Rose and Sonya Deville.
I actually like that they were both wearing white, as silly as that sounds. So they're in a faction, you should wear the same.
Yeah.
Vaguely the same.
I thought they really stepped up.
I thought they had a really good showing. Yeah. And Matt, a couple of weeks ago, you talked about them being also Rans in the match. But I think now I've seen it, I really appreciate the fact that they had the opportunity to step up and show what they can do.
Yeah, they were still out one and two, weren't they?
Yeah. I mean, that is true. That is true. So we got
Mickey was quite good in this as well, I thought.
I thought Mickey, it was the best performance she's done since she came back.
From the Mickey hater, that is big praise.
Well, and also skills. Did you notice? She's lost the flares.
She was dressed as Wonder Woman.
She's been listening
wasn't
she? To you, man. She's dressed as Wonder Woman.
Yeah,
she was,
so yeah. That's why she did the thing off the top of the pod, wasn't it?
Yeah, yeah. And then got her eliminated afterwards.
But that was.
Nice little roll up by Alexa.
Yeah, I'm not mad on all those roll ups. And then Bayley going out to a roll up as well when she'd absorbed so much punishment and, you know, kicked out of finishes and stuff. And then it's like, oh, a roll up and she's out. Sometimes that's
a bit lazy,
isn't
it?
And Bayley almost eliminated Sasha with a Bayley to belly. But then she gets pinned by Alexa.
This is a great match, man. You're reminding me everything about this match right now.
It was. I just enjoyable. Really, really enjoyed it. I thought it was a brilliant performance by everyone, really.
Alexa's Twisted Bliss off the top of the pod into the bank statement.
Amazing.
Right. So this was incredible. The fact that she did that move from the top of the pod onto the outside, which, granted, isn't like the grated metal it used to be. It's more crash mats you'd have in a PE class. But physical education. but did it bother you at all that there was no selling from Sasha after Alexa had hit that move? She rolled it straight into the...
I feel she was supposed to... I think... a botch is a bit of a strong word, but I think it was supposed to be into a reversal straight away. But what happened was she took the impact of the spot and then turned it
and then she sort of lay there for a second or two, and then turned it.
I think it was supposed to be a reversal from the jump.
Okay.
That's what it was.
I think, had it have been one fluid motion, it probably would have worked better.
Yeah, exactly.
But, I mean, we're nitpicking. That was an incredible spot.
Yes.
And then... really lovely last couple of minutes in this match between Bliss and Sasha. Bliss hitting her finisher off the top of the pod onto the outside. Amazing. I've just said that, and that's my note. and then how did they finish? DDT. Alexa hitting Sasha with a fairly brutal DDT off the top rope.
Top rope, yes, that's right. That's how it ended, yeah. And 1, 2, 3. And then let's give Alexa Bliss a round of applause for the promo. I was just going to say,
I fell for it. I was like, what is she doing? Yeah. She's actually crying.
I actually thought about you when she cut the promo because I was thinking, okay, because I fell for it too, if I'm going to be honest. And I was like, oh, okay, so she's just being normal now. Okay, she might be your face, I don't know. And I thought, Matt's not going to like this. And then when she cut the promo, I was like, yeah, there we go. Yeah,
I just
there
went,
we go.
Matt,
yeah, still Matt loves her all over again. And the crowd went nuts.
Well, the thing is, the Vegas crowd loved it. Yeah. And they were so...
Because they were chanting, you deserve it
at the start. They were going with it. They were like, you know what? If she's going to be genuine, let's go with it. Let's support
it. Alexa.
And then when she just turned heel, they were like, yeah, that's why we love her.
But that is testament to how much...
All you little girls out there, the reality is none of you will ever accomplish your dreams.
It was particularly cutting because they even had a shot of a little girl in the crowd with a championship belt.
Classic.
Bless her.
No, amazing. She's the best talker in that whole roster for a long mile now.
And it's no surprise that, like, I was live tweeting at WWEGP, follow us if you don't do so already, but I was live tweeting the whole event last night, and it's no surprise that all the tweets about Alexa just kind of went through the roof.
Yeah.
Everyone seems to love Alexa.
Yeah, she's great. Yeah.
But
she's got it.
She has it, very much so. So really good first ever women's elimination chamber match.
Perfect spot for it as the curtain jerker as well.
Yeah, totally made sense. Yeah. Totally made sense. So then the next match was The Bar versus Titus and Apollo.
You guys got to tell me what happened here.
I fast-forwarded through to the finishing sequence. I was tight for time. I thought I literally don't give...
I'm assuming Apollo had a good showing.
It was...
I'm assuming they made Apollo look great.
But still, Apollo lose.
Yeah.
Apollo lose.
But it's the right decision. I mean, he shouldn't...
Although, at one point...
Him and Titus O'Neil, that's not a team I want to see. If it was Apollo and Akira Tozawa, like I've been asking for the past year or so, because they've actually got chemistry together in the ring, then that'd be a good tag team.
Remember Akira Tozawa?
Yeah. He lost to Mark Andrews in the 205 tournament.
Yeah. My note simply is, nice tag match.
Okay.
It was kind of nice, the action was really good. There were some nice spots in it, good sequences. At one point, Sheamus nearly fell off the turnbuckle. Don't know if you saw that.
Oh, I did see that bit,
That was quite funny.
Like a botch or?
Yeah, he was just climbing up and he lost his footing and just slipped down. Nothing bad.
Okay.
But obviously some of the crowd picked up on. They were like, ooh. And then he got up on the top turnbuckle and just started gesturing to them.
Wicked. How was Titus? Was he...
It was all right. All four men worked really hard.
Okay,
but it was one of those matches that was a bit of, you know, kind of downtime, if you like, after the excitement that was the opening match. So it was one of them. But it was perfectly good tag match.
How thin is the Raw tag division roster?
Incredibly.
I say that, but they've got the Club and the Revival, who are very credible tag teams in theory in NXT and, you know, in
Japan.
New Japan.
Yeah.
So what's to say that if Authors of Pain debut tonight, they're going to be treated... Well, they are going to be treated differently because they are massive. And Vince will go, ah! Look at them!
That was good. That was a good impression. My favourite part of this match was Cesaro. So you know how they celebrate and they walk backwards up the ramp, Cesaro and Sheamus. And Cesaro just turned to Sheamus and went, oh, that was close.
which I just loved.
That's great.
I thought it was so good. That's but great. Yeah, perfectly good tag team action. That.
Yeah, absolutely.
And the fact that, I don't know, the fact that the club, as you say, skills, they're more baby faces now. They had a
club versus the bar.
Well, they had an all right showing on the kickoff and beat Miz Daraj.
The club versus happen. The bar in a night out match.
Yeah, in a night out match.
I'd bloody love that. Yeah. Kind of shades of the APA.
APA, yeah. They'll be in there.
The referee
too.
Would be the bouncer.
That's
if this isn't booked for WrestleMania, honestly. Hey. Or, like, if because that sort of kickoff show fodder for WrestleMania, they could have it, they could, you know, all the tailgate parties that happen outside the stadium, yeah. They could have the match during the kickoff show,
right.
Out with the tailgaters.
It, yeah.
And then bring it into the main and show like they did with Piper and
yeah, exactly. Yeah, they, throw each other over barbecues, yeah. And drink Steve Weiser's and all that. I'd bloody love that. Quick note, because they played the trailer, I don't know if you saw it, Andre the Giant,
yes.
HBO documentary. I don't know if
awesome.
We
it
really discussed awesome. It on the show before.
We did. It was a new, one of my first news items.
Oh, was it?
It's been in production.
Back in the day.
Yes, it was, yeah. Actually. I remember you mentioned that, yeah. But that looks awesome. It
the looks trailer
awesome.
Looks incredible. People like Pete Rosenberg, Sam Roberts in the US, they saw an advanced screening in New York and just said, it is the best wrestling documentary of all time.
Well, wow. You know, HBO don't play with those documentaries, man. So
I'm
looking forward to this.
I've got goosebumps thinking about it. The trailer's amazing.
And I really hope WWE and HBO work together more. Because I enjoy the ESPN stuff, but
it's not as good.
It's not as good as the HBO stuff.
No, and you want WWE to just say, here's our tape library.
That's
ask
right.
Us who you want to interview.
Go forth.
Yeah. It's all, we have
Jake
no
the Snake,
script,
go ahead.
You know, editing over it. Whatever, you guys
maybe not Jake.
Yeah.
The Von Erichs, go ahead.
Ben Watt?
No,
it's too far. Okay, which leads us into, I mean, not in a nice segue.
I was going to say,
no, it doesn't,
I'm not doing a Zoom for that.
No,
very
no.
poor take.
Nia Jax versus Asuka.
Hated the start of this match when Coach said, and I'm sure this actually happened, moments ago, Nia posted a selfie to Instagram. Shouldn't she have been preparing for the match that she was about to have with the undefeated Empress of Tomorrow?
Yeah, I don't know why he does stuff like that. Why
it's
mention
not him.
That?
It's not, if she actually did that and the company told her to do it, that's the problem, isn't it?
Yeah.
Why is she doing
that's
that?
The issue.
We're talking,
yeah.
We're trying to make this it's a story, but we're trying to believe in it. Imagine...
And elsewhere on the show...
Anthony Joshua doing that? No.
Elsewhere on the show, Miz did an Instagram video. I assume it was a live one, because I actually went onto his Instagram feed to see if there was a video uploaded, and there wasn't.
Right.
So I don't know if they're just faking that it's an Instagram video, or if it was a live one, an Instagram story. But anyway, I agree, it's all a bit annoying and unnecessary.
Just do that in the kickoff if you want.
Yeah. So Asuka versus Nia Jax. Nice WrestleMania implications on this one. Mm-hmm. If Nia wins, she gets added to Asuka's women's world title match. I really enjoyed this match.
Yeah. Classic big versus little.
Yeah.
Always
two great
good.
Workers, man.
Yeah.
And they had good chemistry in NXT, so it was bound to be a great match.
Yeah. Really good chemistry. I thought Nia did an incredible job. You sort of expect great things from Asuka, but I thought Nia played her part really, really well.
Yeah.
It was, that barricade spot.
Oh, post-match.
Post-match.
That was, ow.
Because, I mean, we've seen a million of those before, but
normally you end
really
up with two
it.
Big blokes, and it sort of, it collapses and they land on the floor in a big heap. But it was like it shattered.
Yeah,
it was just, like four bits of it just flew everywhere.
They've got that spot down. Like even, I don't know if they add little bits of metal on the other side just to make that clattering sound. It's all just chaotic and messy. I love it. But really nice reversals from Asuka and her speed as well.
Mm-hmm.
It always blows me away, especially when she's in there with someone like Nia.
Yeah. She's outstanding. I'm a massive fan of Asuka, and I just see nothing but good things. And I think it was the right decision for her to win clean as well, because there was a lot of talk about, maybe an interference will happen, because obviously people want to see Nia book strong. You know?
Yeah.
But I think the focus should be on Asuka. Right?
But you know, and that's why I really like the match, because she was booked strong.
Yeah, she was.
And I think they did a really good job there.
But she still hasn't said, even though it's been heavily implied, she hasn't said she's going to fight Alexa, as far as I'm aware.
No, she hasn't made that decision.
I've got much more interest in Asuka versus Charlotte than Asuka versus Alexa. So
maybe
you do Alexa, Nia Jax, Charlotte, Asuka.
Yeah, I think that could be the way we go. We'll find out more tonight, I guess.
Yeah.
A mild annoyance.
Okay.
And it is nitpicking, but at the same time, it really bugs me. Alexa, during this match, Alexa, the champ, was watching backstage in this nice backstage area, watching the plasma screen, makeup looking perfect.
Standing up to watch a match that could last up to half an hour.
Standing up, holding the belt, looking made up and perfect.
Good point.
She'd just been through an elimination chamber match.
Very good point.
How can she, like, surely they can sit her down, have her looking like a sweaty mess.
Yeah, towel around the neck, bottle of water, somebody giving her a shoulder up.
Just something like that. Or even
Buddy Murphy.
Yes. If we wanted to really mix in the real life stuff. But even just have it in gorilla. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
This backstage area is where it's just this nice little set and the perfect plasma and it's all just polished. I hate it.
Yeah.
I want the grittiness and the reality of how the people actually watch matches backstage.
I agree.
Yeah. And it's just, but the bigger point, disregarding the set aspect, the bigger point was just the fact that she was looking absolutely fine and smiling.
Yeah.
You know?
Saying nobody's ready for Alexa.
Just look a bit banged up. That bugged me. Something else that bugged me.
Zoom.
Woken Matt Hardy versus Bray Wyatt. This was the one match that I didn't enjoy. Mm-hmm. But from an in-ring physicality, storytelling point of view, it was better than I thought it would be.
Mm-hmm. I liked what they did at the start. That made me interested in the match with the... So Bray just appeared randomly, no ring entrance, but Matt had gone, and then he was on the house mic singing "You'll Fade Away and Classify Yourself as Obsolete" repeatedly. Seemed to get the crowd into it as
that
well.
That was the chant they used to do in TNA.
Right.
So that was the thing that Jeff Hardy used to say. And then "Obsolete," and the crowd was it. Right. So yeah, the crowd already knew. It's already a famous thing they used to do. So.
Yeah,
famous in TNA.
Wrestling famous. You know.
I thought the match was okay, but it's just for me the story's not there, so I just wasn't hooked.
Yeah,
I just actually it was a better match than I thought it would be, but
yeah, I know what you
mean. I just couldn't really.
What
I couldn't really
next
care.
These two?
I don't know. And also, what worried me before that moment where the crowd started singing along, I really felt there was quite a subdued reaction to Matt Hardy.
Yeah,
I just don't know if people are. I just don't. I feel like they don't know how to take him
because they're not doing it. They're not giving Matt the keys.
They're not giving the full thing.
Yeah, it's just very odd.
And also, it's quite telling that the crowd burst into Rusev chants and beach ball chants.
Beach ball mania.
Someone tweeted saying that Bray Wyatt's WrestleMania opponent will be a beach ball and he'll lose.
Is Rusev still with WWE? He hasn't been on telly for...
I don't know. He seems to be one of the most popular stars that's never on television, which is annoying. God, we're rattling through this. We're only 26 minutes in. Should we chat about something else?
Sure. What are you going to talk about?
What is the worst match of all time?
In WWE programming, television?
Yeah. Mm. Kennel in a Cell match?
That's definitely up there.
Yeah.
Definitely up there.
That was appalling.
House of Horrors wasn't very good.
Brett versus
who?
Brett versus Vince, WrestleMania 26.
Yeah, that was really bad. But that wasn't really Brett, was it?
No.
Brett's never had a bad match.
He's never had a bad match. No. Really? Do you believe that?
Yeah.
JR and Michael Cole have a match once on Raw.
Yeah, JR and Michael Cole.
No, WrestleMania. Wasn't it?
No, that was Cole and Lawler.
Cole and Lawler. Yeah.
Oh, that was painful.
Yeah, it was horrendous, and it went on for like 25 minutes. Yeah. Dreadful. Right, should we get back into Elimination Chamber? So,
lots to say on this next bit.
Okay, so a big moment, one of the big selling points for the pay-per-view. Ronda Rousey makes a kind of official debut to sign the contract. I don't know if you saw the .com exclusive video of her arriving earlier on, but she was...
Exclusive video.
She was smiling, right, walking into the...
She was smiling and she was like, oh, I'm just, you know, it's a dream. I'm so delighted to be here. It's going to be fun. She said, I always walk into arenas like this, but I feel like there's no pressure this time. This is just a nice environment and...
I'm not actually going to get punched in the face.
Yeah, exactly. I know, I didn't really like what she was saying. I feel like they possibly could have produced her a bit better. Because in a way, it was a bit dismissive towards WWE. Mm. But anyway, so Angle comes out.
Encouraging people to tell him he sucks as ever.
of course. Why wouldn't he? And then he brings out Triple H and Steph. Did you notice that Trips has lost a lot of weight?
No, I didn't. He got a ginormous pop, though. And I thought it was interesting that Steph came out with him rather than to her own music.
I didn't know if that was a timing thing.
Yeah, potentially.
Because the pay-per-view went quite long, didn't it? But yeah, Trips has lost a lot of timber.
He has, I've noticed that too.
So I think...
He's back in the gym, isn't he?
Well, yeah, he's obviously getting in WrestleMania shape. And then Ronda comes out. Matt, talk to me about the Ronda Rousey promo that she cut initially to start the segment off.
Initially, it was absolutely dreadful, and I thought this is going to go horribly, horribly wrong. She sort of stumbled through her opening speech. The crowd helped her out by chanting her name, buy her a little bit of time. I thought she was either going to cry or puke at one point. She looked genuinely like she was shaking like the proverbial dog. Said she wants to earn respect in the ring. And then we noticed that Angle was sort of turning his nose up at certain things, and he and Trips, whilst she was supposed to be signing the contract with Steph looking over, got into a bit of a disagreement. And the bitch word came out again, as Kurt revealed that Triple H had said to him earlier, 3 years in the making and now we own the bitch.
Hmm. So,
Kurt also said, it was they want to manipulate her as punishment for WrestleMania 21. 31.
I just. How could he get. Man. Like, mistakes happen. I get that.
Angle was.
But that's quite a pivotal point in this promo.
Yeah.
How could he get it a decade out?
I don't know. Angle was a bit all over the place.
He got the one right.
He got the one right.
Yeah.
He did.
Marshall
credit.
22.
I think even the way Angle delivered it could have been better. That's not the angle that we know. You know what I mean? That's not the angle that we know.
And the worst part of it for me. So anyway, Kurt had basically dobbed in Steph and Trips. We'll get to what came next. But what's Kurt's motivation for doing that?
Because of how they treat Jason Jordan, maybe.
How do they treat Jason Jordan?
You know, when Triple H pedigreed him and all that kind of stuff.
Well,
there was a pedigree,
but
it's tenuous. But
it's weeks ago, and doesn't he want to keep his job? I thought that was a bit of a...
Maybe Angle's had enough.
This is the thing, and I really... Like, I get what they're doing. I get the end game. We sort of predicted that it would be, you know, Triple H and Stephanie involved in whatever the Ronda match was going to be. But I just... And it sort of comes down to Kurt Angle. I feel like he's always out there. He's ready to deliver the lines he needs to deliver, but he's not really acting throughout the promo.
Yeah.
He's not reacting in the way he should be. So, for example, at the very beginning, Triple H said, you know, Ronda, you are without doubt the most amazing signee we've had since Olympic gold medalist Kurt Angle. And then Kurt Angle's reaction was really genuine, and he smiled and he shook Triple H's hand. But if you're Kurt in that promo, knowing where the story beats are going,
you wouldn't,
and you know how this segment is going to end,
you roll your eyes.
You should have
like a look of concern, a course of concern when he says,
or just a bit of contempt, thanks, Triple H, and kind of rolls his eyes.
Yeah. Yes,
do you know what I mean?
Yeah. Like, start it off early, so it makes sense why Ronda Rousey will look at you two arguing and like, what's going on, Kurt? Do you have something to say? You know what I mean? That like, you could trigger it off from then.
Yeah,
that's when Angle should have triggered it off that something's not right.
I just think he's. He's missing a lot of beats.
Yeah. But the physicality was good of Ronda then slamming Triple H through a table, getting slapped by Steph. She sold the slap well. Bit of a shame she didn't slap her back, but we'll wait for that. But the physicality rescued what could have been a bit of a disaster up until that point. But she pulled it back. And it made me worry that she can't talk, but maybe we can get her in a sit down, Brock Lesnar style, let's not have a talk live in the ring much. Mm. But it did make me think, maybe she can put a match together.
I think she started off the promo poorly. Yes, she did. But I think she did all right towards the end.
Yeah, it definitely got better.
And I think she'll do really well in WWE, actually.
I think she will. And
as an all-rounder as well.
What it made me think is, even though she's an actress in big Hollywood action films, she's an entertainer to the point where, you know, she's a fighter of the UFC, which effectively is an entertainment organization. You know, she has sold out huge arenas, yet she can't cut a promo like a WWE superstar. And it kind of makes you realize what they do in terms of entertainment. You know, she was out there and she was just sort of delivering lines, being very kind of humble and heartfelt and talking about Roddy Piper and she wants to make his family proud and all that. And it was all very nice and the crowd was supportive of it. But she doesn't have that delivery. She can't in any way wrap a crowd round her little finger. Like you would expect a big, huge, you know, one of the most searched sports personalities in the world to do.
Would you expect that? Would you expect Serena Williams to be able to come in and do
Because they maybe used not.
To. And Ronda Rousey's in-ring work, in terms of on the microphone, will have been somebody asking her a question, won't it? So it's a totally different skill set.
They never let Tyson talk, did they?
Hey?
They never let Tyson talk.
Well, this is the point, actually. Everyone always like reveres the Steve Austin, Mike Tyson moment, and their pull-apart was one of the most incredible things ever.
It was amazing. The best moment in Raw history, in
my opinion. Well, because it was so real, and it didn't feel like a wrestling spot.
But he never spoke.
Which, like, this suplex through a table did a little bit last night. But, it was the point that it wasn't... That moment wasn't very wrestling. It was like... A pull apart brawl.
Confrontation,
with a lot
like
of people
Mayweather
trying to
broke
stop it.
Big
happen.
Show's nose. That, exactly. That wasn't very
good. Exactly.
Was it?
Yeah. And I feel like what happened last night was a bit too choreographed in the WWE way of things working.
But at least she didn't get booed out of the building, which was a concern coming in, wasn't it?
Oh, she didn't at all, did she?
She got a good reaction.
And I think Triple H really helped by making sure everybody knows that she didn't want any handouts or any help. You know what I mean? She didn't want any special treatment. She wanted to be like one of the girls. So
who's her partner then?
Well,
it's going to be Angle, isn't it?
You think? Right, okay. That's not good. I don't want to see Kurt Angle wrestle.
Well, this is the thing.
He's worrying. He can't stand up straight.
And does he deserve a WrestleMania moment?
Of course he does. Kurt Angle?
Well,
of course he does.
Why?
It's Kurt Angle.
And?
He's a legend.
And?
And he's back, and they're going
brilliant.
And there were obviously they couldn't give him the WrestleMania moment that they were going to promise him last year. So yeah, this is it.
I hate the liberal use of the term WrestleMania moment at this time of year. The grandest stage of them all, and
the mole
WrestleMania moment. He is the fourth most important person in that match, though, isn't he?
Yeah.
And what's he going to be doing?
I mean, we don't know if it's actually definitely Angle, but it looks like it is.
I would much prefer him to have someone fighting on his behalf.
But having said that, in the build-up, you get loads of really great like training footage out of Angle teaching Ronda. This is how you make the adjustment, blah, 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 all that, wouldn't you? The promos.
Yeah, that's a great point.
And, would be good. And you know, you have to, like, Triple H will probably carry most of the match as well.
Oh, yeah.
So, ring generals, man.
I mean, you know, I would look forward to it.
It's going to be a 12-minute bells and whistles, 4 minutes of ring time. Yeah. So it's not a massive...
Yeah, it's the Miz Cena spot of last year.
I'm really excited to see what happens with Ronda Rousey because, I mean, like when I was talking about her promos, I wasn't saying I expected her to come out and cut a brilliant WWE promo. I think I just meant that you can be so famous in the world... but still be quite nervous in front of a crowd. Do you know what I mean? And in that respect, she's obviously got a lot of learning to do. But I'm actually really excited, if she has signed a multi-year deal, I'm really excited to go on this journey and see what she becomes. Because I think, from what I can tell, pictures I've seen on Instagram, she seems to be at the performance center with the other trainees, like doing it properly.
The little I know of her, she doesn't seem like the kind of person who half-asses things. Does
no.
You? So... yeah, fingers crossed should be good. But it's interesting that there's her, Shayna Baszler. What's the one in NXT who had the title match? Or is that? No, that is Shayna Baszler. And the other one's Sonya Deville.
Yeah, Sonya Deville. And the fourth one is Roderick Strong's wife.
Okay.
Yeah.
So are they all eventually, is that next year's WrestleMania
I'm assuming
now then?
So.
Maybe.
Four on four.
Now obviously, she just had a baby, so she's not doing anything with WWE at the moment. But obviously, I'm assuming she will get in because she was an MMA fighter herself. Mm. So, yeah.
Well, it's interesting that they're hiring from that. I mean, one of the first notes I made in this segment was think about Punk on Colt Cabana's podcast talking about how Vince had said how disgusting it was they were going to start using women in the UFC.
So funny, isn't it?
But in a couple of years, I'll be taking the best of them for my own.
Yeah, exactly.
That's business, baby.
And do you think if Ronda has signed a multi-year deal and if it is full-time, that's a big question mark. We don't know if it's a full-time thing or just a multi-year deal.
She's not doing house shows.
Well, no. She's not going to be doing house shows, I would have thought.
We're going to be in Little Rock, Arkansas tonight, Ronda.
But do you think she's better off just doing the big occasional marquee matches like the WrestleManias, maybe Royal Rumbles, SummerSlams, a few times a year, you know, maybe a Money in the Bank or whatever, Or do you think it would work, her being like a full-time, or at least TV and pay-per-views, full-time member of the roster? Or do you think because she's got so much steam behind her and because there's so much kind of mainstream publicity, do you think that's actually quite dangerous for her because she just could quite quickly become just another member of the roster?
No, I mean, Ronda Rousey, they're going to book her strong. They know her star appeal. They know what she can bring to the table. They know how much viewings they can get off her. So I think the smart move would be the big match for them, for Ronda Rousey, should be her and Asuka next year, WrestleMania, and have them both be undefeated. So Asuka rolls on the undefeated streak on SmackDown. Rousey stays on Raw. Them two meet next year.
Asuka undefeated for another year.
That'd be good.
I would love that.
They should do that.
But I would love that.
I wouldn't have her on every pay-per-view, but that, I think that's less of an issue with the dual-branded pay-per-views because there's going to be more talent to pick from for every pay-per-view, isn't there? But you don't want to coming out doing a talking segment then having a match every week on Raw by any stretch of the imagination.
Yeah. I thought Steph was great.
Yes, I made that as always. Well. Yeah, as always.
When she slapped, I mean, that was a one hell of a whack.
Yeah.
On Ronda. And also, I sort of fell in love with Ronda a bit.
Yeah.
She's cool. And when she is that thing of, you know, slightly uncomfortable doing a promo, but then as soon as she can turn into that killer,
her
face, you really believe
after she'd been slapped, I believed that she was angry and whatever. Then she looked like a pro wrestler.
Yeah.
It was just, come on. I mean, whatever your background, whatever you've done, it would be nerve-wracking getting on a microphone in front of whatever 15,000
especially
people.
When she's a big fan as well, you know.
Huge fan. What do you think she's going to wear? What's her in-ring gear going to be?
It'll probably be some UFC gear, kind of like Brock Lesnar.
Do you think?
Yeah, she'll probably have sponsorship as well.
Unlike CM Punk.
That's what CM Punk wants.
This is not a knock on Brock Lesnar. I like Brock Lesnar. It's not a knock on John Cena. I like John. Haven't heard from him in a while, but I like it.
In fact, I like him a hell of a lot of people that I like in the back.
In this ring, on that microphone, hell, even on commentary.
It's a classic.
Nobody can touch me.
A classic promo. Still doesn't beat any Austin promos, but it's a great promo.
Hey, Cole Cabana. What made me so desperate to watch that pipe bomb promo, because I was sitting on the toilet on the Tuesday morning.
Oh, thanks.
Reading the results on WrestleZone.
And a pipe bomb of your own.
And I saw, and I really did break the fourth wall. but I saw a tweet from Steve Austin going, "That was a killer promo." I remember him tweeting. I was like, I have to watch that as well. If Austin is saying that, this must be.
And
special.
He had a Stone Cold T-shirt on while he did it. While you lay there, John Cena. While you lay there, hopefully in as much pain as possible.
I think my mum cut a bit of a promo on the GP listeners a while back. I might just get her to reenact the pipe bomb.
Do it.
Should I do that?
And just to be clear, you people who are cheering me now, you're as big a reason for me leaving.
Amazing.
He's splitting, just like I'm splitting. moving on.
Yeah, anyway.
Were you going to say what's the best promo?
But he brought back so many people through that promo
James,
as well.
That's why he's on your Mount Rushmore, isn't he? He kept you going in a very fallow period.
And that promo also made... what's my man's name who married to Nikki Bella's mother?
John Laurinaitis.
Made him into an on-screen character because of that promo.
Yeah.
Because obviously, if you were only the real wrestling guys know who he was, but no one else knew who he was, and then he mentioned him.
Glad-handing yes men, you mean?
Yeah.
Hello, you, to HelloFresh. If you love your food and are tired of cooking the same old things, HelloFresh could change your world, just like it has done mine and my family's. Cooking. Now, thanks to HelloFresh, you can. Cook different meals with a huge variety of fresh ingredients every day. It'll wake up your taste buds, I promise you. But crucially, have a drink. It takes all the stress out of meal planning. And this is all for a very similar cost to your weekly shop. Gonna make us some food now. HelloFresh sends new recipes every week with perfectly portioned fresh ingredients right to your door. You can choose classic, veggie or family boxes. They're available for between 2 and 4 people with 3 to 5 meals per week, whatever you decide. I'm so hungry, mama. Check out all the details on their website. Head on over to hellofresh.co.uk. Everything you need to know is on there. Plus, if you make an order, being a loyal Gorilla Position listener will help you right out. You can get 50% off your first two boxes with the promo code GP50. Remember that, promo code GP50. You can swap meals, you can skip weeks, or you can even pause your subscription at just the touch of a button too. Well, it smells so good. Cook Instagram-worthy, picture-perfect meals and avoid those supermarket queues as well. If you want no more kitchen disasters and boring, samey dinners, HelloFresh is the answer to your mealtime prayers. Head on over to hellofresh.co.uk, use the promo code GP50 and get 50% off your first two boxes now. Cooking. Okay, so main event time. Men. Oh, okay, one final point on Ronda Rousey. What were your feelings after it? Were you disappointed? Were you really excited? Is it what you expected?
How did you feel? We kind of called it, didn't we, last week? Me, you, and Ash.
Yeah.
Week, we kind of said they're going to reference the old Rock and Rousey promo for WrestleMania. Was that WrestleMania 30 or
30? 31?
31, yeah.
All right, Kurt.
So, 21. Kurt Angle filling in the position. Doesn't really bother me. I wonder if Jason Jordan gets involved.
How long is he
out for? A long time, isn't he?
Well, I think so. Although, didn't Kurt say, I'm sure he's come out in a recent interview saying he'll be back just after WrestleMania, which seems awfully soon. He had
successful surgery, didn't he?
Yeah.
So this match, my overwhelming emotion, by the way, was relief that they saved it, because I thought it was going to be a disaster. But this match, presumably at WrestleMania, is it going to be if Kurt and Ronda lose, Angle is no longer GM?
Yeah.
That kind of...
And
then it'll be like, look what you did, Ronda. You know, this is your fault. Rah, rah, rah.
You think Ronda will lose?
No, but that'll be how they'll play it. So you've put his job on the line with your, not acquiescing to us. But we don't want heel authority figures, McMahon heel authority figures versus wrestler coming out of post-WrestleMania.
Yeah.
Ad nauseum.
Ad nauseum.
It will make me nauseous.
But it'll be,
Matt nauseous.
I'm intrigued to see what happens. She's going to be on Raw tonight, I think.
Yes, yeah, she will be.
So we'll see.
Raw's massive tonight, isn't it?
Yeah, it's a big Raw.
Face off between Braun and Roman and Brock.
Yeah. Yeah, it's going to be fun. All the breakdown of it coming this Wednesday on GP. And we'll also be talking about SmackDown as well. So main event time, men's Elimination Chamber match. John Cena versus The Miz versus Braun Strowman versus Elias versus Roman versus Finn versus Rollins. And we can't not talk about Elias's. He was the first one out. Mm-hmm. Sings a song.
Mm-hmm. He might be a green wrestler, but he has got... my note here says he's got charisma coming out the wazoo, and I stand by that.
He does.
Just these little things, like when he's looking around, chatting before he starts his song.
He's super confident.
He's very confident when it comes to Max.
And the camera loves him as well. Yeah.
He's got the timing down, and he said, it's weird being inside this chamber. Yeah. Although we are in Vegas, so it's not. It won't be the first time you've seen someone you love behind bars.
So good.
I just love how he slipped in the fact that they love him as well.
I liked him saying, I'm not going to play. I'm going to go and sit in my pod. Actually, I just felt like I'd hit the right pitch, so I will carry on.
He's amazing.
He's very good. So we start off with Miz, Seth, and Finn. They're the three that start. Weird, and I only thought about this after we recorded last Wednesday. Weird that they made such a big thing about Miz being the first competitor. What about the other two?
It means nothing.
Such a pointless stipulation.
Yeah. And why does John Cena, when he comes to the ring, have to check in with Coach?
That's weird, isn't it?
Yeah.
But in fairness, even when Coach wasn't there, he checked in with Booker T.
And what about...
Cena loves the black guys. That's what it means.
Yeah. Oh, maybe. Yeah. Well, when Reigns sort of... I like when they do the pre-match. I like this in the women's as well. When they do the pre-match, walk around the pods and eyeball people. And all the men are giving it like, rah, rah, yeah, whatever, wait till I get out of there. And the clownish John Cena is just waving and smiling at them. Did you see that? Did you notice that? He did it to Reigns and to
the Miz. Yeah, he waved to Reigns.
What a
life. I think one of the reasons Cena does that is I don't think he sees anybody, and I think
Well, you can't see him.
You can't see him.
It works,
but in terms of his schedule and everything, I don't think he has. So when coach is back, he's happy. He's genuinely happy to see him.
Skills? Are you taking the piss? That's not acceptable.
So you think? So you think he goes to the ring and it's the first time he's seen Roman Reigns?
Hello, mate. You're right.
He hasn't seen Jonathan Coach for a little while. So he's like, "Hey, coach, what's going on? What about? I saw you last week on Raw, but hey, what's going on?
But what about Roman Reigns in a pod?
What about him?
That's not where they're going to be exchanging pleasantries,
smiling and waving.
What do you mean?
And saying, "Hey, how's the daughter? Are you right?
But he gave him a nice wave.
No, but he did it to Roman as well.
Oh, did he today?
And to Miz, when they were in the pods.
He waved to Roman,
I think he was being sarcastic when he did that.
Yeah, no, he was. He was. Yeah. I don't
not
have
the
that
time
much
to do it, though,
this.
Is it? You're about to go into the most dangerous match in all of WWE. Show some concern. Don't be smiling and waving at
people. Cena's done this, though, man.
Especially when you don't have a path to WrestleMania. Everything's on the line.
You look all sad and sorrowful when you get eliminated.
I think you guys rag on Cena too much.
You see, I don't think I do. Matt does.
He's been through the wars.
Hey, listen,
he's great
at making
Elimination Chamber.
Fantastic,
it's a walk in the park for him now. He's had the worst Elimination Chambers before. The worst one he ever had was when Edge cashed in and he was busted open. So this is nothing to him.
2006.
Hey, coach, how you doing, boy?
Coach, by the way,
would you complain if you shook hands with Corey?
Maybe, but you said on Wednesday, I'll complain about this. You said that I was burying Coach and that it was finished. My point was his position is not suited to him. Not that, even though I do think that, like, Cole cut him off quite a lot during this, and he is struggling a little bit, but it's not him in specifically that I've got a problem with. It's having an ex-wrestler instead. But I'm a bit worried about Coach. I don't feel like it's not clicked.
It hasn't quite gone as well as you'd expect.
No.
For someone who's been away for a long time. I think that's what it is.
Yeah. And I don't think he's kept up with the brand. I mean, when he was going crazy over Seth Rollins using Cena's move.
Well, at the start of the match, he said, unlike in the women's match, there are no alliances between any of these guys. And Graves had to go, apart from Roman and Seth.
Yeah. That's what I mean.
Who are brothers.
That's right. So, Coach, he does kind of put his foot in it sometimes.
So, anyway, we started off with Miz, Seth, and Finn. Cena was the next out. Then it was Roman, and then Strowman, and then Elias. Strowman, I love the GoPros that they had in the pods, by the way.
So yeah.
The shot. Like, it just looked like a webcam, like a sexy webcam.
Oh, I liked in the women's match, and Elias did this as well, but Alexa did it first, her shutting the pod when it opened. No, thanks.
Yeah. That was really good. Classic heel. So the Miz is the first one eliminated. So, I mean, the point...
The prestigious IC champion. Out you go, son.
So I'm sure Miz was talking about him wanting the IC title to be part of the WrestleMania main event.
Yeah.
Don't quite see that happening.
Not so much. Who could have gone in there? I mean, Apollo could have gone in his place or somebody, 10 other Raw wrestlers, couldn't they? I feel like Miz didn't need to be in that match.
Yeah. I far rather would have seen a noteworthy IC title match on
Miz
this
v. Matt Hardy.
Yeah. Well, I was going to say, rather than Matt Hardy versus Bray.
Mm.
Yeah.
So one of the big points of this match, I thought the action was excellent.
Yep. Yes.
I thought they'd all told a really good story. Strowman was an absolute star.
Yeah, MVP.
And he wasn't in it.
No.
MVP wasn't in it. He came back for Raw 25.
He lost all his money in that.
He played some cards.
And now he can never come back. He owes John Bradshaw Layfield $700,000.
Right.
So, the main point, Strowman eliminated absolutely everybody.
Apart from
Mr. Reigns.
What great booking idea that is. That's definitely going to help Reigns get over again.
But didn't you think he was booked so well, though?
He was, Strowman. But I just feel that if you're going to do that, don't make Reigns be the only man that defeats him.
Well, but
you've got to build. Roman's lost loads of matches lately. He's got to be built up to be the number one
contender. You know that the fans will hate that.
No, but
they didn't.
Like us might hate it.
Fans didn't hate that.
You didn't see Twitter.
My friend.
Okay, yeah.
Fans hated that.
I saw some. No, but generally the mood in the arena wasn't a negative, horrible ending. To
I
the
wondered
pay-per-view.
If mine, because I watched it today. I wondered if my version had been redubbed because I could hear like women and children cheering, but not much booing when he won.
There wasn't that much booing, and that's because a really good story was told. If you think about it, Strowman took finishers off absolutely everyone.
Yeah.
At one point, they had six guys trying to beat him down,
pin, didn't he?
Yeah,
kicked out of that.
Like he was brutalized, and then also because of his own force, when he was running for Roman and Roman moved out of the way, he went crashing through the pod. Mm-hmm. Like he took a lot of, a big beat down during the match. Certainly in the last kind of 10 minutes. So I kind of felt like it worked. Like maybe there were a few too many Superman punches, but the point is, it took a lot to keep him down.
Yes. And then he got all his heat back after the match. Anyway.
And then he destroyed Roman again after the match. I think they couldn't have made him look any stronger.
Where do they go now with Strowman?
Well, that's a weird one. That's something I can't really predict. Mm. I feel like him and Reigns will probably have another match or two.
Maybe tonight.
Possibly tonight because of what happened post-Chamber match. But in the absence of Brock in the build-up to Mania, I think maybe they might. And also, that was quite nice. I felt like... It sort of goes against what I'm about to say about them having a few more matches. But I felt like there was some nice kind of closure to their feud as well by Roman pinning Braun.
Yeah, but then Braun beat him up straight away afterwards.
Yeah.
For
a
little matches.
All right, so I'm going to mention the names in this match, and I want you to both tell me where you think what's going to happen going to WrestleMania. So The Miz, where do you think he's going to go?
Finn Balor.
Yeah, so think Miz and Balor. So that's them two taken care of. Elias. It's really hard, isn't it?
Do you know what I think Elias will be doing?
Seth?
Host of WrestleMania.
You think so?
Something you like, I mean...
I think you'll do a great job.
Yeah. It's a big gig in a way.
Mm. But what's Seth going to do?
Yeah, what about Seth?
Is it Seth Elias in the Battle of the Beards?
I just think they look too similar to wrestle.
Yeah. They really do.
They
really do.
Yeah,
they do. Turns out they were brothers all along.
Yeah. Seth is a troubling one. Mm. I really felt when I was watching the pay-per-view last night, they might surprise us here. They didn't.
Yeah.
But I was hoping that Seth would somehow be part of this.
And after, as Coach said, after his efforts on Raw and Chamber last night, Seth, he's going to need a masseuse when this is said and done. not a doctor. not a physiotherapist. He's going to need a masseuse.
Do you want Booker T back?
I sort of do.
I'm weirdly missing Booker T on commentary.
That's what you guys get. See? This is what you get. All right.
So no, bring back Otunga.
But I think, for me, the biggest question mark is Strowman. Because they have built they've made a real effort with Seth over the last couple of weeks. I mean... King of that gauntlet match. Great showing again at Chamber. He's definitely taken a step up to like new levels of superstardom.
Yeah, Strowman's got to go in the tag match then, has he? Instead of Kurt Angle, I'd rather that. But then does Ronda Rousey look too small next to Braun Strowman?
Too small, and also I said it on the show last week, I feel like if you put Braun in there, when this is like the match where there's going to be a lot of mainstream publicity, I just feel like people will dismiss him and laugh him off.
You were right, you said that last week.
You did say that. Matt might be right, though. The reason why I say that is... When Strowman and Angle were kind of pally recently, there was some reason where Strowman respected Angle. I think Angle called Strowman to help him out or something. Do you remember that on Raw recently when Strowman came out and got rid of? I don't remember.
Vaguely.
So if Angle gets hurt by Triple H or whatever, because what happened with the contract signing, maybe
I'll step up.
That's
and take
right.
Your place.
That's right. Yeah. Maybe. That will happen.
I just from knowing what they want to achieve with this match and get Stephanie more out into the mainstream and all that, I just think. And Matt, you said it earlier. Angle training Ronda. Angle's got
Definitely
a
definitely legitimacy
about him.
It makes sense
because he is an Olympic gold medalist, and
he's
just
legit
think
badass. That's why.
From an outsider's point of view, they're not really going to notice that Kurt can't really walk and he's old and he's, you know, they're not going to know all the injury list that we know. Yeah. So I just feel like it would work. It's
but if
a
you're
good...
doing it mainstream, do you not do Cena and Rousey? Is that not the easiest way to get it as mainstream as you
maybe
want?
But he's got a ticket to a match with The Undertaker.
But Strowman could fight Undertaker. But then you run the risk of the Undertaker Reigns fiasco that we had last year, I guess.
Mm.
So what happened in Raw Talk?
So Raw Talk was really... I didn't see all of it because it was literally 4:45 in the morning and I had to be up at 7. But I watched it when John Cena went on Raw Talk with Renee and Rosenberg, and he cut a very serious promo, looked very down in the dumps, was essentially saying, I've got no path to WrestleMania, I might have to, you know, do the unexpected. I can't remember the words he used, but sort of said, forget the etiquette that we usually have here in WWE.
Shields was teasing a Cena heel turn.
I don't think it's that.
It won't be a heel turn.
I don't think it's
that.
But
it'll be something a bit controversial.
I think it's like Undertaker coming out possibly tonight or maybe next week.
He could kidnap Michelle McCool. Mm. Nobody's done that since DDP.
I'd love
where
that.
Where to, Michelle?
And then Nikki will come out and go like, John, can we just talk about wedding plans? Yeah. Stop stealing other women. It could be something like Undertaker comes out to make his announcement, maybe make, you know, his retirement announcement or something, something that should have happened at Raw 25. And maybe Cena comes out and just slaps him about the face and just gets Undertaker to do one more match.
Or Cena goes to a graveyard and dig up Paul Bearer's grip. Yeah.
Sam, if you just want to make an edit in there.
I think, I mean, it's got to be Taker, right, for Cena?
I've sort of convinced myself into Cena going on the Rousey team now. But yeah, it is going to be Cena, Taker. And in fairness to Cena, I have confidence that he'll be able to maybe carry Taker to something respectable, in that he's so strong he will be able to lift him up maybe, and he can do the bells and whistles and stuff, can't he?
Yeah.
So hopefully it should be a passable match. But yeah, I don't like going into WrestleMania worried about The Undertaker, worried about Kurt Angle.
But it's weird.
I don't want these old dudes hurting themselves, do you?
Who out of Cena and Roman would you say is more capable of taking The Undertaker to a great match? Well, like leading the match in the ring.
Logic would dictate that it would be Roman because he's younger and I think he's a better wrestler, but the evidence of last year, we don't know how much of that was Roman or Undertaker, do we really? But we certainly don't want to see a repeat of that. But Cena, I think, can do more in terms of distraction and, you know, hey, playing to the crowd.
Yeah, possibly. Jazz. I mean, in a sort of Hogan way, I think he'd be great at that. But I just think with Cena, if you think about his classics that he's had, he's been in there with ring generals like, you know, AJ, for example, who have taken him to that level, CM Punk, whatever.
Edge, Triple H,
Edge, yeah, Shawn Michaels, the list goes on. Yeah.
Kurt Angle, anyone he ever feuded with, not a failure.
So, yeah, I don't know. I don't know how quality Taker Cena would be.
But you see, we spoke at the top of the show about how predictable people felt Elimination Chamber was. We've got, have we got one match set for Mania, as in Brock and Roman?
Yeah.
AJ Shinsuke still up in the air ahead of Fastlane.
Yeah.
We've got the final of the Cruiserweight thing, but we don't know who's going to be in it. Yeah. We haven't had Asuka v Alexa confirmed. So there's a lot of cards to fall into place.
Lots of cards to fall into place. 6 weeks to go. A lot can happen.
On that road. And then when you get in the Fastlane toward it...
Good.
Remember Roadblock, End of the Line? That was one of my favourites.
Dreadful.
Roadblock, awesome. End of the Line. Always felt like it was, you were on a train and, you know. It was
please a light canceled. Here.
Yeah. End of the Line.
Okay. But feeling good? Feeling excited?
Yeah, no, I am. I'm always excited at the WrestleMania period, no matter what. Even if it's a bit, up in the air. But yeah, always excited for WrestleMania. So it should be good.
And I'm very intrigued to see Raw tonight.
Yes. Which
will obviously break down on Wednesday.
Which I'll be staying up for again.
Will you actually?
No. Well, yeah, maybe.
Have you ever done that?
What, step for Raw?
Yeah.
You don't step for Raw?
No, mate. Oh, okay. I don't think I could sit through it with the adverts, is the thing.
I don't stay up for Raw. What? What?
The last time I stayed up for Raw was January the 4th, 2010.
Oh, wow.
Was that Raw 1000?
No.
Was that when Bret Hart showed up?
Yeah.
Yeah, I remember.
That's when they announced his return. I was like, I have to watch
this
live.
Yeah, I stayed up for that too.
I have to watch
this
live.
And they hugged.
Yeah. And then he hit him in the balls at the end of the show.
And talked about his stringy, crappy hair.
Bro hit him with a chair. And Bruce Pitcher was in the back going, oh.
Yeah, I mean, that's wrestling with shadows.
Yeah.
Wrestling with shadows or behind the curtain?
Wrestling with shadows, my friend.
Beyond the mat, I mean. Behind the curtain's our news roundup.
Wrestling with shadows.
Which is just one of the lovely features you can hear on the show this Wednesday.
Okay, to finish, since we spoke about the Andre HBO, which is better, Beyond the Mat or Wrestling with Shadows?
Oh,
two on the map for
great
me.
Wrestling documentaries, and in my opinion, the two best wrestling documentaries ever at this time.
Yeah,
yeah. And until we get to see this,
but just what a time in wrestling that was. Late '90s.
Absolutely.
I mean, just everything was changing.
But Beyond the Mat is just the most quotable film. I'm gonna go with
Beyond the Mat because of the quotes.
You see my knuckles?
Yeah.
No, you don't. No, that's because they ain't none. I'm a very violent person, and I will hurt you.
New Jack, right? Yeah. And obviously the famous trampoline.
God rest his soul.
What was his name again?
Dennis Stamp.
Dennis Stamp, that's it.
My last match was 1990, so it gets to be a lot longer in between matches. Nearly 10 years.
But bless him.
I don't feel like I'm invited anymore. I'm not part of the show.
I did ask you if maybe I could referee. You want to referee or wrestling? You're reffing me and Brett tomorrow.
Bless him, he's bouncing off on the trampoline going, you know, you never know when the phone's going to ring. Yeah. Yes, you do, mate.
What about the doctor that told Terry Fox he had no knee cartilage in his knees?
On your right, on your good knee, you have moderate to severe degenerative arthritis. You've hurt that knee. It's been worn out. You've hurt it too many times. You are going to need a new knee.
And Terry Fox like...
On your bad knee.
Terry Fox like, oh.
Terry told me he wasn't happy with his doctor's diagnosis.
And this was in 1997.
Terry Funk, by the way, has wrestled a match in the last couple of months, age 72.
Of course he has.
I love that guy. This guy is just... remember when he was middle-aged and crazy? That was like 20 years ago.
Yep.
Your mother is a... Right. Skillet.
Yes.
Thanks for coming in to break down Elimination Chambers.
Thank you for having me.
Where can people find you on the social?
You can follow me on Twitter at SkilletWorld, SkillitWorld. World. And if you want to follow me on Instagram, it's Skillet Loves You.
Lovely. Matt?
Matt Davis FC on Twitter, Davis DAVIS. Here's Matty D on Instagram. I bought a drink at a bar the other day. I was with my sister. She's 18. We were talking about what social media she
uses. You got an 18-year-old sister?
Yeah, well, half sister, but call her my sister.
She fit?
Okay. I knew that. Question was going to happen.
She's not as fit as your 8-year-old daughter.
That. And she's 6 as well, which makes it even worse.
No, I take that back. She's not as fit as your wife.
Well, I know that to be
anyway,
true.
So we were just chatting. I was saying, oh, what social media do you use? And she said, mainly Snapchat. And the barman said, Snapchat's dead. No one uses Snapchat. Is that a thing? You've got your finger on the pulse of all the social stuff.
You'd think I do.
Well, Instagram, I don't know. Instagram's kind of wiped Snapchat out.
Is it? Were you saying about the Instagram videos? That's massive.
Yes, yeah, Instagram, they stole the concept. Right.
They stole something from Vine as well, didn't they?
Yeah, Instagram just killing everybody. They're just killing everybody. Killing everybody.
And Instagram's owned by Facebook. So
yes,
Facebook
it is.
Poor old Tout is still...
Zuckerman.
It's just Zuckerberg. It's just Daniel Bryan on Tout.
Oh, Tout.
That's it.
Who was it? I was watching something. It might have been a wrestling show where somebody said, this person is so ahead of the curve that when Mark Zuckerberg invented Facebook, he had a friend request from her. I'm sure that was on a wrestling show.
Oh, I don't know. It sounds like a Jerry Lawler line.
Yeah. No, that's too modern.
That's too modern.
Jerry Lawler would be like, this guy's like one of the characters in A Wonderful Life.
My favourite Lawler insult was, it was weirdly enough, it was when Sable was walking to ringside and he said, he was making out that she was unattractive and ugly, and he said, oh, here comes Sable, they filmed Gorillas in the Mist in her shower.
That's good. I liked when he was in the ECW arena and he said they should have made this out of toilet paper because it's full of shit.
What about the one where he was coming out of King of the Ring 96 and he was trolling the crowd? Do you remember that? So I look at this lady here. I'm not going to repeat what he said, actually.
Go on.
You might have to edit this. He said, look at this lady here. Have a look at that face. It's women like you that turn good men to, well, gold dust.
We should definitely wrap it up there. Thanks for listening, everyone. My name's James D'Lo. Follow me if you want at James D'Lo, and follow the show at WWEGP on Twitter, Instagram and Facebook. Thank you for downloading this show. Me and the boys will be back on Wednesday to break down all things Raw and SmackDown as we head into the fast lane as we gear up for WrestleMania as Matt delves into
his chocolate twirls.
The professionalism.
Yeah.
Because that is, and that's what I want. Anyway, this has been a Star Trek Media production. We shall see you on Wednesday.